ain't Texas. No, it's Wisconsin. But I'm always going to love me some Beyonce. Happy Friday, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We made it through another crazy week of Trump's cruel chaos. And if you've got some free time on your hands this weekend and you'd like to listen to some Brewers baseball, Civic Media has got you covered. We have coverage across five of our network stations. The Cincinnati Reds playing the Brewers tonight. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. You can find that on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, RJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls. And with our newest Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, WBZH 96.9 FM and 910 AM in Hayward, Wisconsin. Enjoy your Brewers baseball this weekend. We got the game tonight. We got Saturday's game, 5:35 broadcast start, first pitch at 6:10. And we've got Sunday's game, also versus the Reds. That's a 12:35 broadcast start. I'm going to be at the game live and in living color on Saturday evening. Looking forward to it. It'll be my first game of the 2025 Brewers season. Wanted to just share with you some final thoughts. Before I get there, we've had one of our regular listeners and very patient callers hanging out on the phone lines. Joe from Madison, thank you so much, my friend, for your patience. What would you like to say this Friday afternoon?
I think I need your legal opinion. I was looking at the news that you had mentioned that Trump seemed to endorse a video in which it was suggested that he was he shared this video that said that he was tanking the stock market deliberately. He was tanking it deliberately. And we're looking at the numbers here. This is the biggest two-day stock market crash since the stock market opened more than 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Is this impeachable? Is this impeachable that he is doing this to all of us, to our businesses, to our 401ks, to our economic livelihood? I mean, my understanding of impeachment is doing us harm by corruption, by various things. Is this impeachable? I'd really like your reaction to that, Maggie.
As a great question, Joe, because, and it's a great question, let's just use this as a preface. There's no question in my mind, and Joe, I'll ask you, do you have any question? If this was Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, and they had tanked the stock market north of 10% in 2 days, would Republicans be calling for their impeachment? What do you think, Joe?
Well, we could look back on the fact that Bill Clinton went through an impeachment for apparently lying about a sexual act, all right, a consensual sexual act. So, I think the gallows would be carted out by those same clowns that were carrying out the gallows on January 6th. This is a tremendous loss, and we're not done. We're not done. We're going to be grinding to a halt for a long, long time. At what point do you say he is harming this nation and you don't get to do that as president? It's my understanding is impeachable is pretty broad and they can decide what is impeachable conduct. Would you not say that this fits into it? The worst two-day crash? I mean, we can't keep doing we are going to be doing this since he's not removing any of these tariffs as far as we know.
Yeah, Joe, so much in your question. Thank you so much for the question and your patience. My answer as a lawyer is no, this is neither treason nor high crimes and misdemeanors as a technical legal matter. That said, as Joe rightly pointed out, Bill Clinton was impeached ostensibly for lying in a sworn deposition related to effectively infidelity and conduct related to said infidelity in the Oval Office. If that's impeachable, then Donald Trump lying to the American public constantly on a near daily basis, and in my opinion, violating federal criminal statutes that relate to extortion. I'm going to come back to this extortion idea because it's happening every single day. What Donald Trump has done with the law firms that he has targeted in an executive order is extortion. He's asking them for protection money. The, quote, protection money here is hundreds of millions of dollars in pledged free legal services to Donald Trump. That was what the deal was. That is extortion. And it's extortion because these firms, they largely represent extraordinarily wealthy individuals and corporations, and in the course of their representation will often have to request meetings with government officials on behalf of those clients. Well, if the White House has banned those lawyers from stepping foot on federal property, they're going to lose those clients because they can't keep the business. They can't fulfill their duties to clients. So he's threatened them with their livelihood. And if they want to get out from that, if they want to save their livelihood, they're going to have to provide services for free to Donald Trump and his administration, support causes that he personally supports. That is extortion. It is a crime. It then becomes, in my opinion, an impeachable offense, a high crime, because what it does is it undermines the rule of law in the United States of America. Now, here's the real big question. Since the Supreme Court has declared that official acts are immune, how does that interact with impeachment? I don't know what the answer to that one is, but unfortunately, I feel like we're on a trajectory where many of the unthinkable questions will have to be answered by us. We can start tomorrow by showing up at the hands-off protests. We'll drop the web link where you can find out where those protests are in your neck of the woods here in Wisconsin. I'll be at the federal building in downtown Milwaukee at 12 p.m. Let's send a message to Donald Trump and billionaire overlords the world over. Hands off our democracy. We're not going to stand for it anymore. But remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Take it to the floor now. Ooh. And I'll be damned if I cannot do it.